Welcome to Lending Forward, a podcast where we're lending every bit of what we know to our listeners. From real conversations and lessons learned deep within the industry to education and forward thinking. Together, we're lending forward. And as always, don't forget to subscribe to our channels and connect with us on www.atlanticbay.com. Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group, LLC, NMLS number 72043, NMLSConsumerAccess.org is an equal opportunity lender located at 600 Lynn Haven Parkway, Suite 203, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23452. Welcome to another episode of Lending Forward. I'm your host, Taylor Ellard, and joining us today is the one and only Katie Lance. So if you don't know much about her, her specialty and passion is truly helping real estate, lenders, sales professionals get smarter about social media. She's the CEO and co-founder of Katie Lance Consulting, the Get Social Smart Academy, and author of the best-selling book, Get Socially Smart, and a frequent keynote speaker. Welcome, Katie. We're honored to have you.
Thank you, Taylor. It's an honor to be here today.
Well, we're so excited. I have all the questions. And in the green room, I kind of covered what those are. And we could talk at length about these. I know it just because I've loved marketing for 10 years. So you and I are going to be in total cahoots over here. But I kind of want to start with those who are on social media. You know, tell us kind of where, I know we don't all have crystal balls, but where is this going? Because, you know, remember pre-COVID, and I say this on my podcast all the time. I'm so tired of talking about like COVID in general in any capacity, but I will say it threw us into having to do the talk, what I call talking heads, right? And we all had to kind of get on and talk about what we knew and what we were passionate about. And so now that we're all kind of here talking about these things and bringing in some call to actions. And if you're experienced with a hook, you know what I mean. But tell us what you think is next in this realm.
Yeah. I mean, I think one of the big things that has continued to grow and will continue, I think, into the future is probably no surprise, but video, right? I think short form video has seen a huge uptick. You know, everyone jumped on TikTok during the pandemic, and that has continued to influence Instagram. And now we have YouTube Shorts and Facebook Reels and this kind of quick 5, 10, 30 second videos. I don't think are going away anytime soon. I think our attention span is getting shorter and shorter. And so I think it's, on one hand, it's fairly easy to create something that's short. It doesn't require, you know, a lot of fancy video editing, but it also requires you to kind of, you know, get to the point quickly. We have, you know, as you know, when you're scrolling through, you really only have like a second to grab someone's attention. And so you really got to get into it right away, provide helpful tips. I think that there was a myth a few years ago of like, oh, I don't want to be singing and dancing. And I think that's kind of an old trope. You know, if you've been following what's happening with social media, the agents and brokers and lenders that are getting business from social media, they're providing helpful tips. They might be having fun doing it, which is awesome. But providing helpful tips, being a valuable resource. I would also say that long form video, you know, that's not going away either. So the longer form video we see on YouTube, that's more like 5, 10, 15 minute video, even content like this podcast content. It's helpful, especially over the long haul. If you can be patient, it's a marathon, not a sprint, right? But that long form content, you can take it, you could edit it, you could repurpose it, you could slice out little pieces of it. And that's where I think there's a lot of big opportunities.
Yeah, I agree. And I think there's a nice mix and healthy mix of content, you know, from being able to do those fun little dance ones that are trendy and yet still interweaving your expertise and kind of like more still bite-sized content, but educational content as well. So, you know, as far as spending time on platforms, and I'm sure you get this question all the time, you know, what is that? Where should we be investing our time? You mentioned YouTube, you mentioned TikTok. We know Instagram, you've got over 41,000 followers on Instagram, which is huge. And, you know, what has been your kind of secret to success?
Well, I think a couple things. I think not being all things to all people, you know, I don't think you have to be on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok and Pinterest and YouTube and Twitter and every single platform. I think for most agents, brokers, lenders, you need to pick one or two platforms that, number one, you really enjoy I think you need to spend a little bit of time scrolling, lurking, seeing how the platforms work. So where do you like to be? And number two, where are your clients hanging out? Where's your tribe? Where are your clients or potential clients? And for us, a big portion of that is Facebook. It's Instagram. Now, obviously, I'm in the business of social media, so I'm going to be active on multiple platforms. But I think that's super important. And I would also say another, I guess, what's kind of secret sauce, and this might sound like a no-brainer, but you've got to show up. You know, you can't just hand off your social media to someone else. And not that there's anything wrong with having an assistant or having some help in terms of marketing or video editing, but you've got to show up. You've got to be in the DMs. You've got to be engaging with people and interacting and commenting on people's posts. And it's not just a one-way street, even more important now than it was 10 years ago. You've got to dig in. And every day I'm spending a lot of time engaging, interacting, responding to notifications, because if I'm just posting and running, man, I'm missing a huge opportunity to really maximize what social media is really all about.
Right, which is engagement. Absolutely. Oh my gosh, it's so true. Well, talk us through the Get Social Smart Academy. How was that birthed? What did that look like?
Yeah, absolutely. We created the Academy about 7 or 8 years ago, honestly, because I was speaking at all these amazing events in the real estate space and the mortgage space. And after an event, I would get off stage and I'd be, you know, flooded with questions about social media. And, you know, Taylor, there's no shortage of social media information. You know, you go to Google or Instagram or whatever, I mean, there's a gazillion people talking about it. But I really felt like there's not a whole lot of people talking about it specifically for the real estate space. And so real estate and mortgage, to be honest with you. And so we decided to really lean into that. And the Academy is a membership site. So agents, brokers, loan officers, they can sign up monthly or yearly, and then they get access to all of our social media training. And to be honest with you, I really feel that as an agent or broker or loan officer, they don't need to know everything. They don't need to know like every new button on Instagram, right? Or every little widget. And so I try to kind of filter through all of that and really teach what I think are some of the most important things to help move the needle forward when it comes to content and social media and all that good stuff. So it's been fun. We've worked with thousands of folks over the years and just to see people grow and build their business and, you know, not replace what they're doing, but really add on social media or content or video marketing in addition to what's already working well in their business. And it's been really cool to see.
Absolutely. No, I love it. I think that's awesome. And people need it. You know, people don't, they just don't, one, they don't know where to begin, or two, they're just complacent, but there's so much value in building that brand, building your brand and showing and not telling. Because I think that, you know, it's like a menu, right? When people don't know about you, they're going to go and they're going to look and they're going to see what you sound like, what you look like, what advice you give. They're really paying attention to all these things. You know, and I'd love to know from you, what do you think like a healthy mix of content? You know, is it, I see some algorithms on Instagram that they're, and it's ever changing. I know it, but if there's some that right now specifically that are saying, well, you know, carousels are really big right now and still photos, which wasn't necessarily what Instagram was all about. But I do think that there's some value in doing kind of all of the above, right? So what is the cadence that you think or that you're suggesting?
Yeah, it's again, it changes all the time. So I guess, you know, for me, it's good job security because it's always, you know, changing all the time. I'm always talking about what's new. And it's been interesting to see Instagram, you know, a couple years ago, Instagram said, we're a video platform, and everyone freaked out. It was like, oh my gosh, no, we love Instagram for the photos. And so Instagram kind of backpedaled a little bit. And so, yeah, I do think it's important to have a mix of videos. I think for anyone who's a little camera shy, the good news is you don't have to, you know, you don't have to have every single post be a video. You don't always have to be on camera. So I think having a balance of some video content, and also, yeah, carousels are performing really well, which are, for anyone not familiar with that term, it's just multi graphics, right? Mm-hmm. So on Instagram, you can put up to 10 in a row. And what typically works really well is, again, things that are educational. So it might be, you know, the 5 biggest mistakes every first time home buyer makes. And what's kind of nice about that, I love to repurpose content. So if I do a reel about 5 mistakes every first time homebuyer makes, that content can also get turned into a graphic, right? Mm-hmm. And so the reel might get posted today, and then you might take that content, use a tool like Canva, which I love. Canva is an awesome free tool, and then post the carousel maybe 2 or 3 weeks later. So now you've got the same type of content, just in two different formats, right?
Love that.
And then you're really working smarter, not harder.
Yes, so true. All right, I have to ask you, what is your take on ChatGPT?
It's pretty amazing. I mean, chat, we've been doing a bunch of classes about it. I've got another class coming up. I've been doing a bunch of training on it. ChatGPT is pretty crazy. You know, it came out, I believe it was like November, December of 2022, and it's kind of taken the world by storm. And obviously there's a gazillion different things that you can do, you know, do with it, from getting recipes to, you know, making travel plans to my sweet spot, which is, you know, social media marketing, content marketing. I think just like anything else, I think, especially with ChatGPT, what I love about it is it can be a nice, I don't want to say roadmap, but it helps with people who aren't necessarily marketing savvy, right? A lot of people in the real estate or mortgage space are really amazing at real estate and mortgage. And sometimes the marketing and the writing piece, it's a struggle, right? So ChatGPT, I don't think it replaces a marketing person. I don't think it replaces, you know, any type of marketing, you know, specialty, but I think it can help in a lot of ways. You know, for example, for an agent, they can go in and say, hey, I have a brand new listing. It's 123 Main Street. It has 4 bedrooms, 2 baths. You know, give a few details. Please write me a, you know, professional property description. And it's going to shoot back out something usually pretty good. And I always say, don't just copy and paste that. Take a look at that. And that'll probably get you maybe 50% of the way there, right? We want to check for fair housing. We want to make sure we're compliant. We want to add our own special sauce. That's what our clients are hiring us for. So it can be a huge time saver in a lot of ways, especially for any type of content marketing, video ideas, video scripts, social media ideas. But like I said, it can't take you 100% of the way there, right? But it's a good starting point.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yes. Yeah. I think it's so true. And it's crazy how we're here. I mean, in this world that's providing stuff like this, and all you do is put in 3 keywords, right? Boom. You've got an article, right? It's wild to me. So speaking of, you know, what you're talking to agents and coaching agents about, it's probably the same tone as you would for a loan officer or a mortgage banker. Mm-hmm. You know, when we know as mortgage bankers in the lending side, we want to provide value to our agents. What are some tips that you could suggest to us on how we can provide that value to agents? What is like teaming up? Is it teaming up with an agent for videos, or is it sending them things through content? You know, tell us what you think.
Yeah. Well, historically, we've always seen in the mortgage space, you know, mortgage bankers sending real estate agents and brokers helpful information about the market. In the past, we've seen PDFs or graphics that agents could email out or post out. And I think that's still helpful, but I think a lot of that content still needs to be explained and digested. And honestly, I think for a lot of folks, when we see a bunch of numbers, our eyes kind of glaze over, to be honest. So I think, you know, if a mortgage banker or a loan officer can help decipher a little bit of that data. And so I think it could look a couple of different ways. I think it could be partnering up with an agent to say, hey, look, we've got a lot of great data. I, you know, would love to help you. We can make some videos together. Hey, I can be your cameraman or your camera woman if you'd like. Sometimes just having a little bit of a partner in crime when it comes to like creating some of that content, I think just that alone, just having an extra body of like, hey, let's do this together. Like, I've got some great content. Like, you know, let's meet up for half an hour. Let's shoot 2 or 3 videos. It's a win-win, you know? So I think that could be an easy thing. And you know, I think also just even providing their own content that they could share to an agent. One of the types of videos that's really easy to create and performing really well right now are green screen videos, mm-hmm. where you open up Instagram Reels, you can have like a screenshot or something behind you, and then you're talking to that. So, you know, you could have a mortgage broker that says, hey, you know, this just came out. Let me talk a little bit about what's going on here. And then they could send that to an agent and say, hey, made this today, thought this was helpful, thought this might be something you want to share. If this is something you want to collaborate on in the future, I'm happy to do that too. So, you know, I think coming from a place of just being helpful and also helping to dissect, to decipher some of that data, and also, of course, do so in a way that's compliant and, you know, we're not breaking any rules or anything.
Sure. No, absolutely. Well, what is the magic number? Okay. You've got 7 days in a week. Mm-hmm. I just know my loan officers are going to ask me, you know, is it 3 reels a week, 2 posts a week? Is it every single day? Tell us what, like, And by the way, you know, coming into this, we've got those eager beavers, right? Where they're like, you know what, I'm all in. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, okay, this is a lot more work than I thought. And I also have to be consistent with it. So it's, where is there like that fine line of saying, okay, I'm going to go all in.
Yeah.
Knowing I'm going to have to do this forever. I mean, unfortunately, you know, it's not a get rich quick scheme. Like it's, you've got to do it and put in the time. And like you said, you have to be present and engage and grow. It's not just, hey, I did a video, right? Like you've got to just be on there. You have to be present. And so what do you have to suggest as far as like, you got 7 days in a week, hit me with, you know, how, what's the sweet spot?
Right. Well, if you ask seven different people, they'll probably give you seven different answers.
For sure.
Right.
For sure.
My thought is, you know, consistency, that is the name of the game. So it's better to do something that is manageable. I'd rather you post once, one reel a week, than, you know, seven reels in a week and then nothing for 6 weeks. Right. Because you got burned out. So in a perfect world, I think the sweet spot is probably about 3 times a week. If you can commit to maybe Monday, Wednesday, Friday, that's what I do. Oftentimes I'm posting more than that. But for me, no matter what, I've got a Monday, Wednesday, Friday video or reel or something that's coming out. And I think the way to manage that is I kind of back that up a little bit and I batch create a ton of content. We teach this inside the academy. It's really, you know, just kind of came from a place of, if I'm going to do my hair and makeup and record one video, you better believe I'm going to record like eight, right?
I live in that camp with you. I also live in that camp.
Right, exactly. So I would, you know, for anyone listening who's like, gosh, how do you create that much content? Honestly, I have an appointment on my calendar once a month. I set aside a couple hours. I've been doing this for years, so now it's a habit. And I literally have got a list of ideas. I sit down and I crank out a ton of content. It doesn't mean it gets posted all in one shot, but I'm recording anywhere from 5, 10 or more all in one shot. I usually save them in Dropbox or Google Drive, edit them later, or we do have an editor we work with. So a lot of times we're sending them to our editor so she can get them edited. And then, you know, we'll get them scheduled. You know, there's tools like Meta Business Suite, there's later.com, there's Hootsuite. There's all different types of tools where you can, you know, take those 4 or 5 and go, okay, I'm going to commit to every Monday, have a new video or every Tuesday. Honestly, the day doesn't matter. Just pick a day, stick right with it and, you know, and get it scheduled. And then you can fill in from there. So if you know in your head, okay, every Tuesday, I'm going to have like a tip Tuesday, right? And maybe that's a, kind of the tip of the week. You've got that coming out every Tuesday. Well, then you can fill in from there. If you see a beautiful sunset or you run into a client, you take a selfie, like that's not part of the overall plan, but you can get it posted because you've got this other consistent content, right? That's coming up. I would also say too, if you can start to create content that's somewhat evergreen, somewhat timeless. So it's not just about the rates. It's not just about what's happening right now, but it's answering frequently asked questions. How do you find a lender? What are the biggest mistakes people make when buying or selling a home? Like those basic things that we get asked all the time. If you can start to create content around that, you could post it today. And guess what? You can repost it again 3 months from now, 6 months from now, 12 months from now. You could take that and turn that into a carousel post like we talked about, right? And repurpose it. So it's really about like working smarter, not harder. And honestly, just getting it on your calendar, getting on your calendar for when you're going to post and when are you going to create that content. It's huge.
Huge. I know. This is great. I honestly think that, you know, this is a wealth of knowledge that we just did, you know, not in too much time. And I think there's something for people to walk away with, you know, being able to just create some evergreen content that you can in turn utilize again in carousel form or in post form just by using free tools like Canva and throw some captions on it, you know, when you're doing videos to make sure that those who can't listen can at least read it when they want to consume that content. So I think that's awesome. Kate, what are you doing lending forward this year? How are you lending forward for the rest or the other half of 2023, really?
Just continuing to up my game. You know, I think you never stop learning. You never stop improving. You know, obviously I've got a whole bunch of books on my desk that I need to read, but one of the things I've been obsessed with lately, I've been watching Masterclass, you know, the Masterclass video series online. And I think it's interesting. I think you learn from all different types of industries. I've been taking some classes, learning about the entertainment industry and the hospitality industry. And I think sometimes when we step outside of our own space, it's pretty incredible some of the things that we can learn. So, you know, step outside your bubble. You never know what could happen.
Absolutely. And being uncomfortable means you're growing. So I think wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being on Lending Forward. We really appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks again for listening to the Lending Forward podcast powered by Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group. Don't forget to tune in next week and make sure you subscribe to our channel. Remember, we all play a part in Lending Forward. So go lend something forward today.